homepage. All right, we are going back to Colorado. We're going to head back there and talk to Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com and always a regular whenever the Giants and Rockies go at it. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I feel good. Feel clean. It's a great morning here. I was telling the folks that I was talking to your producer that I'm actually watching Adam Ottavino face hitters for the first time since his Tommy John surgery. So I guess I am looking live at that. So yes, it's a great morning here.
Yes, you are. And he is the player representative who had a lot to say about the Rockies' recent road trip with all the rain and rainouts and rescheduling, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, that was a strange one in Pittsburgh because they already had the game that was rescheduled until June 9th. But I'm not sure that everybody was crazy about playing on Monday. It was not Sunday. And it was weird because that hurt the Rockies badly. Chad Bettis, one of their better pitchers, pitching on Sunday. That game gets rained out. They don't have him for a few days. They have to go with Jordan Lyles the next day. They struggle. They end up losing that series. And now they're in the midst or the early portion of a stretch where they're playing on 27 straight days. So, that was a difficult one. They sat around for hours waiting for with the rain delay. But I guess a lot of the Pirates also had tickets to the Penguins game. So, amazingly, it was called off like right before then. So, it was a strange day at PNC Park.
Boy, what a day. All right, Thomas Harding with us. And unfortunately, that was the day that Ryan Vogelsong got hit by the pitch by Jordan Lyles. And I know there's a picture of Ryan at the Pirate game just a couple of days ago, but that must have been an awful thing to see.
That was awful to see, and it's one of those where, as a reporter, to report on it, you have to look at the instant replay, but you really don't want to. I mean, it was a pitch that just got away from Jordan Lyles. Jordan was struggling already. There was a couple of walks in that inning. He was being run on by people on base, and he was just up from AAA after struggling early in the season, so he really wasn't the guy to start a game, but they needed him because they had lost their starter the day before. You felt really bad for Ryan Vogelsong. You certainly hope that he comes back healthy and is able to just get back on the mound again in a major league game. That will be a beautiful sight to see. And as for Jordan Lyles, you certainly hope that he was already struggling. You hope that he finds his confidence and gets over that part of it and sees it. And we'll see if he can get back to major league pitching.
Wow. All right. So the Rockies are hanging in there. They're chasing the Giants now. They're 5.5 out. They're a game under 500. They're a game behind the Dodgers. It is Memorial Day. How would you describe this Rockies team as we move into basically the second third of the season here?
I'll tell you what, coming into this, I thought that this was a team that was going to get better, that some of the youth would fall into place. It may be even a little ahead of schedule, and that's what they're hoping is. They never came out and said, hey, this is a building year, and we're building for 2017 or 18 like most people thought. They're just like, okay, we're going to put our guys out there, and let's play and see what happens. The starting rotation has turned out to be pretty good, and it's very young with Jorge De La Rosa being moved to the bullpen. You saw Tyler Chatwood last night. He's still a young pitcher, even though it seems like he's been around forever because the Angels called him up to 20. This is a guy who could be a leader of a rotation the way he's pitching right now. I'll have to say, I've covered this team for 17 years, and this takes me back to the team that eventually became a National League champion, except for one thing. This team today has more talent, has more raw talent, especially in the pitching staff. So it's fun to watch a team develop like this. This is not a market where you're going to spend a whole lot of money and bring in that veteran free agent. But when you see guys grow together and grow into what looks to be a team that could be around for the next 5, 6, 7 years, that's something that I enjoy just as a reporter.
You know, it's funny, Thomas Harding with us, MLB.com. I looked up the starting pitching stats today, which I always say, if you look at the top six teams, those are the ones that always get in the playoffs. And the top six right today, Chicago, Washington, New York, San Diego, believe it or not, in there, the Dodgers, San Francisco, then the Phillies. Those are the top seven teams with Pittsburgh right behind. But the team last, And I was shocked to see it as Colorado. And I realized Coors Field and everything else. But it seems like there are more well-pitched games for Colorado this year than I remember in the past.
Yeah, there are. And there were a couple of really poorly pitched games here early in the season. For the most part, they've been pitched very well. But those stats also include the struggles of Jorge De La Rosa, who now is in the bullpen trying to get back to what he was, and Jordan Lyles. So you take those guys out of it, and you have a young and very strong rotation. Eddie Butler, who's pitching today against the Giants, you saw what he did at AT&T Park back on Mother's Day. You saw Tyler Chatwood, who's still a young pitcher. John Gray, who shut down the Boston Red Sox, one of the hottest teams in baseball, and he totally shut them down, pitching 7 1/3 innings on Thursday night. I mean, you're seeing some very good pitching here. Chad Bettis struggled against the Red Sox, but he's on a pretty good roll there. So it's maybe the stats will always be skewed by the odd game where the starting pitcher goes three innings and it's just bombed, and that's going to happen. Hey, it happened to Gray in St. Louis. Between youth and Coors Field, you're going to have those starts, but if they pitch well enough to get it to the late bullpen, it's a very good late bullpen. When the Rockies have a lead, they haven't surrendered very many leads this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. Again, your analysis is exactly correct, and my gut reaction was they've pitched better than those numbers. Thomas, looking at Jose Reyes, who will come off his major league suspension shortly, he is a shortstop. Walt Weiss, I heard him on Mad Dog this week or last week saying, Jose Reyes is not going to unseat Trevor Story. Story is not going anywhere. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case. I mean, you know, obviously Reyes is being paid a big amount of money, but I mean, just look at how the Rockies have operated here. Last year, if you looked at the Chicago Cubs with Chris Bryant, you know, they started him off in the minors to save service time, and there was strategy that had things to do other than playing baseball. The Rockies, because they haven't won in a while, they couldn't afford to do that. They're like, we're going to win every possible game that we can. We're going to go with the best that we have here. Trevor Story has earned it. He's earned it. So, therefore, he is the shortstop. Jose Reyes, when he comes back, if he comes back, if there's a trade, we're not really sure what will happen with him. But you do know one thing about the major leagues. Things change in a heartbeat. Someone could get hurt. Anything could happen. So, Jose Reyes, I think they look at him as either a piece that, you know, if another team needs a piece, they could trade for him, or they look at him as a guy who could help this team in some way, shape, or form. I mean, it's not bad to have Jose Reyes' speed coming off your bench in a game. And what if he does learn to play other positions? He could be a piece for them. But they're not going to blow up what they have because Jose Reyes is coming off suspension.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I hadn't considered them keeping him. I thought he would be moved, but actually you bring up a great point. He comes off the bench and can do things if he's into it. Story, to me, it's either Diaz of St. Louis or Story of Colorado, really. You could put Corey Seager in there as the top rookies of the year, I think, in the National League. I think Story has been that way since day one, so he's hanging in there. Hey, what do we expect from Eddie Butler today and Chris Russon tomorrow? Chris Russon was awful here. He couldn't hold a 17-3 lead. He was knocked out. He's tomorrow, Butler today. What do we expect?
Okay, first let's go with Eddie Butler, guy who struggled a bit last year as a call-up from the minors. Early draft pick back in 2012, I thought that he was brought up in 2014 too soon, and he spent the year and a half recovering from that. Now I believe that he has an understanding of how to pitch in the majors. He has a heavy sinker. He's using it properly. His slider has really become a good pitch for him, and he had trouble with that last year. And also, there's a changeup that can be devastating at times. He hasn't used it as much, but I think it can come into play if that fastball is working. As for Chris Russon, he has pitched well on occasions and poorly on others. I mean, he threw a complete game shutout here last year, and he's been in and out of the rotation. He seems to be able to do almost any job they ask. When Jordan Lyles struggled, They were down 6-0. They go to Chris Russon. The Pirates don't score another run, and the Rockies have a chance to win that game. It just all depends. What he does is he tries to force early contact, and if he forces early contact with quality strikes, there are a lot of ground ball outs. If the strikes aren't quality, then what happened in San Francisco where, yeah, he couldn't hold that huge lead and didn't get a win, that's what happens. He becomes very hittable. It's just the quality of the strikes. He doesn't try to strike people out, although he struck out 4, I believe it was, in his last outing in Pittsburgh, that relief outing. But if he's getting the ball low in the strike zone and forcing people to hit ground balls, then he can be a very good pitcher.
Well, you get Bumgarner today and Cueto tomorrow, and then the Braves get Samardzija on Monday. And this is the story of 2016, not the Trevor story, but it is the story of Giants baseball as they flip that rotation. And if 4 and 5 do anything, here come the big three again. So we'll see how it turns out. Thomas, I always appreciate having you on. How's Ottavino looking?
He looked pretty good there. I mean, obviously the timing wasn't sharp, but this is first time facing any hitters. And if they get him back, imagine that piece being added to the bullpen. Before he was hurt last year, he had 10 outings, no earned runs, and I think 3 saves in there when LaTroy Hawkins was struggling. So you're talking about yet another good bullpen piece. It's really coming down to, can the starting rotation hold down the other team? Because the offense will be able to get you leads if the starting rotation does it. But if the bullpen comes into play with the arms they have and the power they have at the end of the game, this team could be a surprise in the end.
All right. Tulo last night, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts with Toronto. He's over 200 now. Who do they get in the Tulowitzki trade other than Reyes? Is anybody helping?
I'll tell you what. There's a pitcher who was, I believe, drafted 9th overall named Jeff Hoffman, who is really tearing it up at AAA Albuquerque. Also, you saw him for part of an inning last night, but Miguel Castro, who's become one of those bullpen pieces, he's a big part of this thing here. So Castro's already helping at this level. Jeff Hoffman's one of the top prospects in the minors. There's another pitcher, Jesus Tinoco, who pitched very well at the A level last year, but struggled at the start of this season. So it's going to turn out to be a good trade, it looks like, for the Rockies.
Very good. Thomas, enjoy the day, and always a pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Thomas Harding, MLB.com. Good report on the Rockies. I've said it before, they're not going to lose 100. I don't think they're going to lose 90. I think it's a team you're going to have to deal with as their pitching gets better. It's young, and their bullpen is sort of in the middle of the league now. Starting pitching dead last, and I think as Thomas explained, it's Coors Field, and you have a few people, De La Rosa, one of them, that get lit up and go 3 innings and give up 9 runs. But the rest of them, and we've seen it, and we'll see Eddie Butler today, and you know he seems to pitch well against the Giants, and he goes against the big lefty, Madison Bumgarner. All right.